Parashat Bamidbar. The first pasuk starts off, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe b'Midbar Sinai, in the desert, in the Midbar Sinai, b'Yoyom Moed, in the Yoyom Moed, that's the special appointed tent, that's with the Kedushas of the Mishkan, b'Echod LaChodesh, the first day of the Chodesh HaShayni, the second month, b'Ashona HaShaynis, of the second year, L'Tseisa Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Lamer. Hey, this was Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and this was the second year that Klal Yisrael already went out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And Pasuk Bey says that what was the tzivui? What did Hashem tell Moshe? That Tzu es Rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Hey, you should take the sum, count all the people of b'nei Yisrael l'mishpachosam, according to the families, l'veis avosam, they're counted by their fathers. The mispar shemos, the number of the names, kol zoch lagugoloisam, is every male by their pools. So here the famous Rashi explains that mitoichi bosal lefonov moinoisam kol shor, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, because of his love, he keeps on counting us. Ki sheyotzu mimitzrayim onam, when we first went out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted us. Ugishenoflu be'egol, and then when the Klal Yisrael did the chet ve'egol, and some of them died, is monam leida minyan ha'nesorim. He had them counted for a second time to see how many Jews were left over. And now, the third time, kishibo lahashrois shchinosay aleihem, now when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put his special shchina, in other words, now is by the time of the Akomas HaMishkan, now the Mishkan is being set up, and we're going to have the shchina, and the Mishkan is monam. He counted them again. And Rashi explained that Be'echad b'Nisan hukam ha-Mishkan, in the month before on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the day the Mishkan was put up. Uv'yechad di'yar monam. And now, a full month later, 30 days later, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, that's when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu had Moshe count the Klal Yisrael to see how many there are. And then Rashi explains, the next pasuk says they should be counted le'mishpachosam. What does it mean, their families? Rashi says, Leida minyan kol shevet v'shevet. We want to know now the account of each shevet, how many yidin there are in each shevet. And what does Leveis Avoisa mean, the father's house? That means we go boss to the father. In other words, mi sha'oviv mi shevet echad, v'imoy mi shevet acher. Let's say the father was from shevet Binyamin, and the mother was from shevet Yehuda, is yokom al shevet oviv. The son goes after his father's shevet. Then the end of the pasuk says, "Lagugulaisam." What does that mean? So Rashi says, "Ayidei shkolim." How did we count them now? That bekalagugulis. That everybody gave a machzas hashekel, and Moshe Rabbeinu counted how many machzas shekel he received. Lagugulaisam. Now the first question, the Mefarshim asked, is if we're saying now this third time now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to go count the Yidin, was for the purpose that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was putting the Shechina in the Mishkan, so before Hashem puts the Shechina in the Mishkan, he wanted to count them to know how many people there are here to see if the Shechina could stay with them. So why did Hashem wait until the second month, until Rosh Chodesh Iyar? Why didn't he count them right away on Rosh Chodesh Nisan when he put the Mishkan up? And the Kli Yoker explains that now is the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make a Mokum Kavua. Like this should be his permanent place where he's going to have a Shechina. And we know the Lacha always is that the first 30 days you're in a place that's called Arai. Let's say you rent an apartment, the first 30 days you're there, you're Potiphar the Mezuzah. It's not considered you're there. You're living there, B'Toras Kvias. But Shainchen, after 30 days, that's called the Kva, that's called your permanent living. Here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put a Shechina now, not just Arai, but to make it a Kfa, to be a permanent living. So therefore, he had to wait after 30 days that the Shechina was in the Mishkan. When it came the second Chodesh Iyar, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu now went to count them, when he was like making his Dira, his living, a permanent living here. And the second question also that's asked is, that the second count was after the Chet Ve'egel, when after they did the Kaporim, which was in Chodesh Tishrei. Now, this third count now, this was in Chodesh Iyar. So the question was, it was during the exact same year. So why did we have to have another second count, like there was nobody became older in between? Like we only count you from 20 years and older. So whoever was counted in Tishrei was 20 years old. When we're counting him now in year, he's also not more than 20 years old. So what was the purpose of this third count? What was wrong with the second count we had that they counted them in Tishrei? And the Farshim one answer, the Panim Yafis one answer, like Rashi really brings down here, that this was a count to count each Shevet for Shevet separately. In other words, before true, we knew the amount, how many there was in the whole Klal Yisrael. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to count them, like Rashi says, L'mishvechosam, da'minyin kol Shevet for Shevet. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have a count, how many Yidin there are in each Shevet, in each Shevet by itself. And the Kli Yoker explains this, and he says, because the Chazal say that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shchinosu Ya Yisrael Bepochos Minchof Beis Elef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never puts a Shchina to be amongst Klal Yisrael unless there are 22,000 Yidin. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Avnucha Yoyma Shuvra Hashem Rivavais Alpha Yisrael. So it has to be 22,000. And he explains the Kli Yoker, what's Pshan the Gemara, the time of Shadovar, Lahashvais Machusa Yisborach Barya, King Machusa Derekiah. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to make his kingdom down here on this world, when he puts the Shechina with us, the same way he has his kingdom in Shemayim, upstairs. And like Chazal say, that Bishor Shenigla Kodesh Baruch Hu al Yisrael b'Har Sinai, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu came to show himself on Har Sinai, is Yardu Imoi Chof Beis Elef Miru. Markovois Shel Malchei Hashoros. It came down with HaKadosh Baruch Hu 22,000 Malchei Hashoros Melochim. Shenema Rochev Elokim Revesayim Al Alfei. So you see, the Machna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be at least 22,000. And the V'chein Motzina B'machna Levi, the same thing, the count of Shevet Levi also, that was called Nikra Machna Shechina, was Chof Beit Elef, was 22,000. So therefore now, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to put his Shechina amongst Klal Yisrael, and that there should be like a Shechina b'toch kol Shevet for Shevet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now wanted to count each Shevet to make sure that each Shevet has at least 22,000 Yidin, k'day that the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be down here the same way he has it upstairs. And really, the Ramban over here, when he starts off, he also says that now the Shechina is going to come down in the Mishkan, and it's as if to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking his Shechina that he had by Har Sinai, now he is putting it b'toras akva for permanent living in the Mishkan. In other words, the Shechina was by Har Sinai like an Arai, only temporarily, and now by the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting his Shechina living permanently. And that's why we find the same halachas by Har Sinai applies to the Mishkan, that you're not allowed to go nearby there, and there's a mokum not to go b'ktumah, and you have to stay away, and you have kedushas hamakom, and you have to give cover to the makom. So really like this, it's very good, the beginning of the first pasuk, that the pasuk starts off, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, B'midbar Sinai, in the Midbar Sinai, B'yoy HaMoyed, in the Yoy HaMoyed. So what do we need these two things for? B'midbar Sinai, which that will be mashma, the Indian of Har Sinai, of the kedushas of the Torah, of the Shechina that was given by Har Sinai. And then it says B'yoyo Moyed, which means in the Mishkan. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now was coming to take his Shechina that he brought down by Har Sinai, but Derech Arai, just temporarily, now he's going to want to put it permanently in the Yoyo Moyed in the Mishkan. And this was done B'echod L'Chodesh HaSheni, at the beginning of the second month. Like we said, even though the Mishkan was put up a month before on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, but the first 30 days, that's like a temporary living. It's only after HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a Shechina here for 30 days straight in one place, now it's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a kviyas. He's making it permanently living, and that's why now Klal Yisrael had to be counted, each Shevet separately, to make sure there'll be at least 22,000 Jews in each Shevet, that the Shechina could be amongst Kol Shevet B'Shevet. Also, you can say the Hemshech here, why the Pasuk says B'midbar Sinai, and then B'yoy HaMoyed. Really, the Kli Yoker brings down that Chazal at two different times I give a moshul that Klal Yisrael like got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Inyan of the Zivug of Yisroel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One time is brought down B'Shas Matan Torah. Shenema the Pasuk says, Vayiten El Moshe Kechaloisoi. We darshin like a Kal is a Chosa there. Shenimtzlei HaTorah Kekalo Mekushetes B'chov Dalot Svorim. It was the Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah like to the Kalo. In other words, B'Shas Matan Torah, that's B'yoyim Chasunosoi, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu like made Erosin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got married, had a zivug with Klai Yisrael, B'Shas he gave the Torah to Klai Yisrael by Har Sinai. And there's a second time in Chazal when they say the same thing, that Klai Yisrael like got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's B'yoyim Chanukas HaMishkan. That's the day when they started to have the Mishkan. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'hi B'yoyim Kaloi S'moshe L'Hokim, when Moshe got finished putting up the Mishkan, and Rashi brings down the drasha there, that Shebiyoyim Shehukam HaMishkan Nimsuru Yisroel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kekala L'chosin. The day that they put up the Mishkan, it's a Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Klai Yisroel for his Kala. Ishmaminu Shematin Toru Zman Erosin V'yoyim Hukam HaMishkan Huzman HaNasuin. So it comes out of if to say that Klai Yisroel B'Shas Matin Toru, that was the Erosin. That's when they first had the beginning of the Kedushin. And they finished it off. When was in the permanent, when was called the Nisuyin, the Gemara, the end of the Kedushin, that was B'Shas Takamas HaMishkan. That's the Pshat, that's called the Kfa, that's called the permanent living. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now came to live permanently with Klai Yisrael, that was by the Ohel Moed, that was by the Takamas HaMishkan. So it's good, the Hemshech here, B'Midbar Sinai, that was the beginning of the Kedushin, and B'Ohel Moed, that was the Gemara, that was the Nisuyin of the permanent living of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Now, the Pshat also in the first Rashi, the Rashi says, Mitechi Boson, that it shows the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, that's why Kiseide keeps on counting us. And really, some say that Pshat in this Posek Beis that says, Se'u es Reish Kol Adas, like pick up the heads of Klal Yisrael. In other words, by counting them, the count of Klai Yisrael picks us up, is misnasayos, picks us up, shows how chashuv, how great we are of all the other nations. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu now cares about us and goes to count us to show that he cares about every single person in Klai Yisrael. And really, like Rashi says, Klai Yisrael was counted at three different times. First they were counted right after Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was the beginning of the creation of Klai Yisrael, Am Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu first took them out of the Tumas Mitzrayim and made them B'nei Chorin. That was the first time he counted them. Then he counted them after they did the Chet Ha'egel, that a Jew could feel when he does the Chet, he's finished. He'll be Miyayish, he gives up. He can't be close to Hashem anymore. No. After they did the Chet Ha'egel, they did Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu again made them close. He counted them a second time, as if to show that even after we do Chatoyim, do something bad, if we do Tshuva though, HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives us back, as he's close to us again. And now the third time is, this is the greatest counting, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is putting his Shechina amongst Klal Yisrael. This is the Gemara, this is the Nisuyin, this is the Kfam, this is the permanent living that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to live with us. So he's showing how great and how dear we are in his eyes. That's why he goes to count us now, to show the greatness of Klal Yisrael. And really, the whole Gemara, the whole Chumash of Bamidbar, Chazal called it a lashon of Chumash HaPikudim, the Chumash of counting. And really, there's the Gemara in Yuma Dav Samaches that the Gemara says there that your Kohen Gadol Kareb Yom Kippurim Bi'Eser Shebchumash HaPikudim. On Yom Kippur, there was the mitzvah for the Kohen Gadol to learn from the Chumash, from the Torah. And they says the lashon, he read Bi'Eser Shebchumash HaPikudim. In other words, he read the Parshas Pinchas about the Korb Musafim. But the Gemara there calls it Lashon HaPikudim. And it means from the Chumash of Bamidbar. And Rashi explains, why does the Gemara call the Chumash of Bamidbar the Chumash HaPikudim? Rashi says, Sefer V'yadabe Shemaschu B'minyonish HaYisrael. Because Bamidbar starts off with the counting of Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the whole Sefer Bamidbar is called Chumash HaPikudim, which means the Chumash of counting. In other words, this shows the Chshivus, the importance, the greatness of Klai Yisrael. That's why the whole Chumash is called on this name, to show the greatness of Klai Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after every single Jew and wants to know the minyan, how many we are. Now really the Mefarshim ask a question here on Rashi. that there's a Medrash here that brings down, that the Medrash says that Rashi brings down the Medrash here that Mitoichi Bosen Monim, that because the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Klai Yisrael, that's why he goes to count them. But the Gemara in Yuma says that one pasuk says V'hoyah Mispar B'nei Yisrael K'chol Hayoyim, that the count of the Klai Yisrael will be like the Chol, like the sand on the Yam. U'chsiv Asher Lo Yomid Lo Yisofer. Another pasuk says no, we won't be able to count them at all. There's going to be too many. There'll never be a count of how many Jews there are. So Gemara says Kan Bizman She Yisrael Oisim Mitzrayim Shemokam Oz Lo Yomid Lo Yisofer. When Klai Yisrael is doing the rots and doing the mitzvahs, then we cannot count us. We are too many. Kan Bizman She Noisim Mitzrayim Shemokam. But when we're not doing the rots and we're not doing the mitzvahs of Hashem, then we could be counted. And the pasuk says V'hoy Yimispa B'nei Yisrael K'chol Hayoyim. From the Gemara, it's mashma that the count shows that we're not doing the mitzvahs, we're not doing the rotzen Hashem, then we could be counted. But at the time when Klai Yisrael is doing the rotzen of Hashem, then we can't be counted. And the Be'er Moshe wants to answer this by saying that Enoch Nami, when we count the Klai Yisrael, there was a matzav of they were not doing completely the rotzen of Hashem, but still it shows how much Hashem loves us. That even at a time when we're not doing exactly 100% the Ratzon of Hashem, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and still HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to count us. Now there are three different Lashonis. Sometimes Klai Yisrael is counted like Ofar, like dust. Sometimes we're counted like Kechovim, like the stars. And sometimes like Chol, like the sand. And he wants to explain Ofar, that was like Klai Yisrael was counted right after Klai Yisrael, right after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Offer is a lotion of achdus, of coming together, like sadna diyar yichadhu, that everybody is all together. That's the way Klai Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, now they became an Am Yisrael. Then Chol, he wants to tie in that that's a lotion of, that the tzaddikim or megin protect the Klai Yisrael, whereas after they did the Chet Vegel, they had the tzchus, the tzaddikim protected, they did tshuvah, that's the union of Chol. And the union of counting of the Kechovim, that's like the third counting now. When now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was counting Klai Yisrael to put his Shechina, but take Klai Yisrael, like we said before, his Malchus, like he has in Shemayim, he makes downstairs here also. In other words, like the Shechina here is as if we have the Kechovim with us. As if like the stars, in other words, was doing in Shemayim, that's the Shechina is here now amongst us also. Now the Medrash Rab over here also asked the question, Loma b'midbar Sinai. As why does the first pasuk have to start off again and say V'yadav Hashem al Moshe b'midbar Sinai? What do we have to say that for? So the Medrash Rabbah here says that Mikan Shonu Chachomim, that Begimu Dvorim Nitnu HaTorah. With three things the Torah was given to Klai Yisrael: Ve'ish in fire, Ba'mayim in water, Uva'midbar in the desert. Ve'ish minayin, how do we know it was given in fire? V'har Sinai Oshen Kulay. Says the Har Sinai was like full of smoke of fire. The Mayim Minayin, how do we know the Torah was given like with water? The Pasuk in Shoftim says, Gam Shemayim Notfu, Gam Ovim Notfu Mayim. That it was raining then, as a mushroom, as if the water was coming down. Uba Midbar Minayin, how do we know the Torah was given in the Midbar, or with the Midbar, with the desert? From now a Pasuk, V'yadabar Hashem El Moshe B'midbar Sinai. That's how a Pasuk Hashem spoke to Moshe B'midbar Sinai. And really, Pshan, this Medrash, that the Torah was given in the Midbar, that of course we know, the Torah was given by Har Sinai. But the Kavanah, what the Medrash wants to teach us, is really like the Gemara in Erevin says, that, Emesim Atzmai Kemidbar, Ze Shakel Doshin Boy, Torah Nitle B'matona. If a person acts like a Midbar, like a desert, to make himself Hefker, to make himself very humble, and to listen, and to learn from other people, with that, the king in HaTorah. That's the way, with this, he'll be zeicha to have Torah given to him for a present. In other words, a person has to make him hefker, make himself hefker. In other words, he's only giving up all his rights to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything he has, he's giving up to Hashem. He's making himself like hefker, as if nobody owns him, that just he's given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, given over to the Torah. He's going to do whatever the Torah does. Whatever's good to learn the Torah, that's what he's going to do. That's the way Yizrach to have the Torah for a matana. And the Be'er Moshe wants to explain that, like we're saying now, the Ikka Kinyan HaTorah is this, the Inyan to be like a Midbar. So why do we say also you need the Eshu v'mayim, the fire and the water? So he explains that even though the Ikar Kinyan of Torah is to be ha'alara hachno, humble yourself, but sometimes you have to be careful. Sometimes by too much anova, too much humble, you could lose yourself. You could say, who am I? I'm not right to learn Torah. I can't be zeichel the Torah. It's not for me. And you give up, you'll stop learning. So sometimes you have to have the koyach of Eish. Eish is the koyach of Gvura. Like Eish is very strong, and Eish is an union of going up. Like the Rambam really says in Hilchos Yisoyed HaTorah, Halacha Beis, Perek Dalet, it says that Yisoyed HaEish is milmata lamala. Fire goes like from bottom upwards, to show, to put a person up, standing up. In other words, like the Pasuk says in Devar Yomim, Vayigba liboy b'darach Hashem. Sometimes you have to make yourself strong. You have to pick yourself up. You have to realize that we're choshev, we're a Jew. When we learn Torah, we're tremendous. We're above everybody else. We're great. We need this also, not to lose ourselves, to give up from learning Torah. So we need the koyach of Eish to pick ourselves up, to lift ourselves up. But sometimes you pick yourself up too much, and you'll be stama b'gaivenik. You won't do the Torah. So that's the koyach of mayim that comes like to put out the fire. That Mayim fakert, Mayim always travels upwards, downwards. Mayim is also the inyan of anova, of coming down. So you always need these two inyanim, in darkei Hashem and doing mitzvahs. Avad, you have to have the mid of anova of humble. But you can't give up, you can't be miyayish. When it comes a time you feel low, you have to have a schaskus, you have to have a gevuram, you have to pick yourself up again. You have to have a koyach of eish to bring yourself up, to feel we're great, and then when we feel we're too great, then we have to have the midah of mayim to bring ourselves low again. But these two midahs of Eish and mayim, that only keeps us that we can say the go with the midah of Bamidbar. That if a person makes himself like a midbar, makes himself very humble, and listens, and only wants to do what Hashem wants him to, that's the way he's zeicha to the kinyan hatorah. And also the pshat to be like a midbar means that you're satisfied, you don't need too much. Just like in the desert, we don't have too much. There's not too much enjoyment there. You're satisfied with whatever you have. Really, like the Mishnah Novice says, "Kachi darkel shatayra." This is the way to learn Torah. That pas bemelach teichal. We eat bread and salt. We aloret tishon and we sleep on the ground. And the pshat is Meforshim say not that really you have to do this way, but just rather to say that you should be satisfied with whatever you have. That even if it comes to such a situation, also you would still learn Torah. In other words, to be like a midbar, that be satisfied with what you have, and not to look to have more and more. Then the psukim go on. The pasuk tes says, "V'yitchem yiyu ish ish lamate ish roish leveis avosav hu." That when Moshe V'Yaron goes to count Klal Yisrael, he should also have with them one person from each shevet, the roish, the head of each one, the head of the shvatim. And even though the pasuk doesn't really say they're there b'shas they counted them, but Rashi says that kishetifkedu oisam yui mochem nasi kol shevet v'shevet. That when they went to count the shvatim, each shevet had to have a nasi, the head, with Moshe V'Yaron. And the Sepurna explains why do we have to have the head of the shevet with them? Because when they went to count the shvatim, they wanted to know the exact yichus, to make sure everybody is in Lamashal Shevet Ruvain. We have to make sure somebody is not from Shevet Shimon and telling us he's from Shevet Ruvain. Therefore, we had to have the head, the Rosh Beis Av, of that Shevet, that he knows clearly exactly who's from his Shevet. And they bring down that the way they counted was that they had Moshe V'Yaron and all the 12 Nisiyim, and then every Jew came and gave his Machsa Shekel. For every person that was 20 years old, he gave a Machsa Shekel, and that they wrote on the Machsa Shekel from which Shevet they're from. And then they went to count them, so they knew exactly how many Yidden were in each Shevet, when they counted the Machsa Shekel. And then the Psukim go to say the exact count, how many there were in Shevet Ruvain. Says there were 36,500, and Shevet Shimon had 59,300, and God had 45,650, and Bnei Yehuda had 74,600, then Yisachar had 54,400, and Zvulun had 57,400, and Bnei Yosef and Ephraim had had 40,500 for Bnei Ephraim, and Menashe had 32,200. And Bnei Binyamin had 35,400. And Bnei Dan had 62,700. And Bnei Asher had 41,500. And then the last one was Bnei Naphtali, that they had 43,400. And then Pasuk Mem Dalet goes on to say that Eila Hapkudim Asher Pokad Moshe V'Yaron Nesiya Yisrael Shnei Mos Ish Ishechel Leveis Avoysim Hoyu, that at the end, this is what Moshe counted in Aaron and the 12 Nesiyim, V'yiyo Kol Pekudei V'nei Yisrael Leveis Avoysim Ibn Esim Shon of Amalek Yoytze Tzom of Yisrael. And now they're going to give the count of all the Jews together from 20 years and up. V'yiyo Kol Hapkudim Sheish Shmeyos Elef 600,000 Ushleisha Salofim and 3,000 V'chameish Shmeyos V'chamishim and 550. So altogether there were 603,000 and 550. And the Rabban explains that the reason why Moshe now had to count all the Jews together, and he says, because that was the mitzvah that Hashem gave him, was to count separately each shevet by themselves, and then to count them all together. And he explains that the reason why Hashem wanted to count them now was because he wanted to know the yichus pashut of each shevet b'shevet, that each shevet got their own degel, got their own flag, their own banner, they had a special mokum, their shevet, so he had to know exactly every yid to which shevet he belonged. But then the Ramban explains, though, but why do we have to count? Like, what's the difference how many you have? The chura, the main purpose is just to know to which shevet do you belong. And the Ramban goes on to explain that the reason why Hashem made him count them was to show the chshivas, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, and also to show the chesed that Hashem did to us. That even though when the Yidden, when the Jews first went down to Mitzrayim, they only went down b'shivim nefesh, there were only 70 people that went down, but now when they came out and a year later, there was already 603,550. And also he explains, like the Medrash says, that they didn't just count like the Mishpacha, as if to say, ask the father how many children, how many in the house, and he would ask them, there are 5 boys over 20, and that's how they counted. No, they rather went to count every single person separately. Like we had before, every person came with his machsa shekel and gave it to Moshe V'Yaron. So he also explains that Hashem wants to show the way he's mashgiach. He looks after every single Jew separately, and that's why he counted every single one separately. And then the psukim go on to say that the Shevet Levi was not included in this count. And then it says, V'yadav Hashem Moshe Leimor, that Aches Mata Levi Lo Sifkoit V'yas Roshem Lo Sisa B'soich B'nei Yisroel. You should not count the Shevet Levi with the rest of the Jews. But rather, V'yato Hafkeit Es HaLeviyam Al Mishkan Oedus V'yal Kol Kelov V'yal Kol HaShaloi. That you should appoint the Leviyim that they should take care of the Mishkan. They should take care of all the Kelim, all the vessels, V'yal Kol HaShaloi, everything that's inside the Mishkan. Heimo Yisu es HaMishkan, they should carry the Mishkan. Rashi explains here that why were they counted by themselves? So Rashi says, Kedayhu Ligyon Shemelech Liyaznim Nelevadoi, that the special, the legion of the king, they are worthy to be counted separately by themselves. Dover Acher, Rashi brings down another pshat, that Sofa Kodesh Baruch Hu Shasido Lama Gzerim, Akol HaNimnim Ben Esrim Shon of Amala Shiyamaisu Bamidbar, Akodesh Baruch Hu Noah, that there's going to be a gzera soon, that whoever was counted from 20 years and up is going to die during these 40 years in the Midbar. So Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Al Yiyu Eilu Bechlau, that Shevet Levi should not be amongst them. V'Yishem Shali, Shalei Toyu Begel. Since they didn't do the Chet of the Egel, they do not deserve to be killed in the Midbar. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu did not count them with the regular count from 20 years and up, but rather had a new way of counting them from 1 month and up. All right, turn over. And really the Ramban explains in a place that how come Shevet Levi was the smaller Shevet? How come they had less, much less than anybody else? So he explains that the reason why Klal Yisrael grew and multiplied so much was because Paro HaRasha wanted to make us smaller. He tried everything to make it hard for us not to multiply. So the more he tried that we should not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him that all your work is in vain, and I'll make them multiply more and more and more. So therefore, the Yidden that had to work harder in Mitzrayim, by them HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an ace that they multiplied more and more and more. But it's Yidua that Shevet Levi did not have to work hard in Mitzrayim. Shevet Levi, they were the ones that watched over the rest of the Jews. So they themselves didn't have to work so hard. So like Paro wasn't trying to stop them from multiplying. So therefore Hashem did not give them the specialness that they should multiply so much as the other Shvatim. Therefore they remained the smallest of all the other Shvatim. And really, what Rashi said before, that the reason why they were counted by themselves, is a Medrash Tanchuma, Rashi brings down and says, Tidaihu Ligyon Shemelech Liyos Nimne Levadoi, that the special people, the people that minister by Kodesh Baruch Hu, they should be counted separately. And the Medrash Rabbah also brings down a Moshe like this, that if a king has his special Meshorshim, his special people that minister him, he likes to count them separately. So in other words, the more Chashuv the person is, the more respect has to be given to him. So here we learn, even though there's a mitzvah of Avas Yisrael, you have to love every single Jew, kol echad v'yechad, but still if a person is more chashuv than somebody else, you have to love him even more. And really there's a ton of Dvei Eliyahu that says like that, that says, Kishem, Shashem oyev es Yisrael, v'yoyev es Talmud Chochem v'yoyser, just like Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, and he also loves the Talmud Chochem more, kach yei odem oyev es Yisrael. Every single Jew should love another Jew. There's a mitzvah v'yahavta arecha kamoicha. But v'yaves is a Talmud Chochem b'yaser. You also have the chiyev to love a Talmud Chochem more. Ki halaviyim merim alanshei amayla. And it brings the right, the Torah of Eliyahu, from this parasha of the Leviyim. That Leviyim, since they were higher people than others, they were counted separately, it showed like Hashem loved them more. So you have to show your love to the more chashuv the person is, the more love you have to show to him. And really, there's a Gemara in Shabbos like this on Daf Kuf Yutes and Mebeis that says, "Lechorvu Yerushalayim ele b'shvil shehushva koten v'godol." That one of the reasons why Yerushalayim was chorv was destroyed because they didn't show respect to a godol more than a koten. They gave the same respect to a koten as if a godol. And they dashed in the posik shenemar for ho yekom kikoyin, that the regular people were the same like a koyin was. In other words, they did not give more respect to the Kohen than they gave to the regular people. And the Rambam in two places also is mashma, that the Yisoid of Leviyim, the Cheshivas of Leviyim, was the fact of learning Torah, that they were the Talmid Chachomim, they were the Shevet that taught Torah to Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam says in Perak Aleph in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says, V'Yakov Avinu Lomad Bonav Kulam, he taught all his children Torah, but V'Hivdu Levi Umina Rush, he set aside Levi and made him for the head. For Yeshiva will be Yeshiva, and he made him like the Rosh Yeshiva. Lilmoy derech Hashem v'lishmor mitzvah savron. V'tzivres bonav shlo yavsiko mevnei Levi memuna achem amuna. Kadei shlo tishkach alimud, that we should not forget the learning. In other words, Yaakov Avinu set aside Levi that he should be like the Rosh Yeshiva. He should be the one in charge to make sure everybody is learning Torah, and he should be the Moira of teaching Torah. And also the Rambam says in Perek Yudgimel, Mehilcha Shemitah V'yevim, Halacha Yudgimel, the Rambam says, V'loi Shevet Levi Bilvad, it's not only the Shevet Levi, Elokol Ish V'yish, any person, Mikol Boy Elam, from the whole world, Asher Nod V'ruch HaYosei, he picks up his heart, V'hevinu Mado L'havdu V'lamo L'fnei Hashem, L'shosol Yovdoi L'das Es Hashem, V'holach Yosho K'mo Shesu L'kim, El Porak Miat Savoroi Ola Hashboina Sarabi Mashabikshu Bina Yodom Harezem Nishkadesh Kodeshakadoshim. That any person that picks himself up and decides not to throw away all the other things and only wants to sit and learn Torah and be close to Hashem, he also has the Kedusha like a Levi, and the Rambam says Harezem Nishkadesh Kodeshakadoshim. The Talmud Chacham has the Kedusha of Kodeshakadoshim, which is also a Lashon of a Zohar that says that the Pasuk says in Shemais, V'hevdilo ha-pareches lechem, bein ha-kodesh bein kodesh ha-kodoshim, and the Zohar says that kol inon de-misham she-talmid ha-chachamim is kore kodesh. The people that learn from a Talmid Chacham, they're called kodesh. But the Rav himself He's called Kodesh Kedoshim. So the Indian that people that come to sit and learn Torah, they themselves are Kodesh, and the Rebbe, the Rav, the Talmud Chacham, he's the Madrega of Kodesh Kedoshim. That's the Madrega of the Leviim, but any person can have this Madrega of Shevet Leviyah, which is the Shevet of being the Talmud Chachamim. And that's this Indian why Shevet Levi was counted separately, like to show this, that the Chshivas of Shevet Levi, they are special people, they deserve to have special respect comes to them. That the more chashiv the person is to Hashem, the more Hashem loves him, and the more then everybody else is also supposed to love him more than other people. Then, right after Shlishi, the Psukim start talking about the Degel. The Pasuk says, V'davar Hashem Amosha V'laron Lemor, Ish al Digloi, each person upon his banner, the Oisois, according to the sign, Leveis Avoisam, his father's house, Yachnu V'nei Yisrael, Mineged, Sabib Liyo, Mayud Yachnu. That the Klai Yisrael was set aside all around the Mishkan. On all four sides there were three Shvatim, and each these symbol of three Shvatim had one Degel, had one banner. That is in India now, that was the Mishkan. That was the way the Mishkan was in the Midbar, the Machne Yisrael, that it was set upon, that on the east side you had Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. On the south side you had Reuven, Shimon, and Gad. On the west side you had Binyamin, Menashe, and Ephraim. And on the north side you had Naphtali, Asher, and Dan. And each one of them had their own special banner, their own special flag-like, to show the Oisais. And Rashi says, V'Oisais, Rashi says, Kol Degel Yiyel Ois, Mapet Sivuot Liyaboy. Each banner had like its own special color. And Sivoy Shalzeh, like it Sivoy Shalzeh. Each color was different than the other one. Tzeva Kolechot Tegaven Avnoi Hakvua B'Choshen. Just like on the Choshen, there were 12 different stones, and all the Shvatim had a different stone, and each stone had a different color, the same color it was on the stones of the Choshen. That's the way each banner had their own color to it. And really, about the meaning of the Golim, the Midrashim talk about it, the Yalkut, the Medrash Rabbah, and they say that, B'shoah Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yorad al Har Sinai, Litein Torah Liyisrael, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu came down on Har Sinai to give the Torah, is it came down with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, a whole machne, full of malachim, full of angels, and it was around him 22,000 malachim. K'mispar Shevet Levi. That was the number of how many there were in Shevet Levi. And it says there, the Medrash says that, V'nasu ha-malachim degolim, sabav kisei ha-kovid. That the malachim, the angels, were like banners, were like a flag around the kisei ha-kovid of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shekeinoim ha-kosev dogo mervovo. And when Klal Yisrael saw by Matan Torah, by Hasinai, all these malachim, and the way at the end they had like their banners, is Nichna Cheshek Blibam. Klal Yisrael had a desire to have these banners also. The Omru and Klal Yisrael said, Halavai Shegam Onu Niya Ruchim de Golem, Kisedim Hamlochim Achoinim Sobav Hashchina. His Halavai, wouldn't it be good if we also had this? That we would have the golem, we would have these flags all around our camp where the Shechinah is. And Vizel Hanema B'Shir Ashirim, this is what the Pasuk says in Shir Ashirim, Haviyani Al Beis Hayayin, V'Digloi Olai Ahava. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us into the Beis Hayayin, which means that was by Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, that Shenim Shlo L'Yayin, and Klal Yisrael then said, Halavai, we should also be Zeichem, to have this inyan of the golem of the flags around our camp. And the question is, what was so great about the Degolim, about these flags? Like, what did Klal Yisrael see so great, the Malachim, were making this Degol, making the flags, the banner around the Shechinah, around the Kisiyak Hashem, that Klal Yisrael wanted to have it around their Machn, around their camp also? What was so great about this? And the Kli Yoker wants to explain, and he wants to say, that the meaning was that Klal Yisrael wanted to show to all the nations that Tishem Hashem Nikra Lehim, V'yoru Mehem, that everybody should see the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is amongst Klal Yisrael, the Shechin is with us, and no place else, and everybody should have fear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like to make his Shechina, to make the Kvod Shemayim over the whole world. And the Pshat is, that's the Pshat from this Degel, is like to pick us up and to show that we have four sides to us. We have a camp. In the middle of the camp is the Shechina, is the Mishkan. All around it are the 12 Shvatim. And at the end of the camp, at the end of the Shvatim, there's a banner. That the banner is like to show up until here is the Mokum Ashchina. From further it doesn't go. As if to say, inside this machne is a special machne, this is the Kisya Kovod. This is where our Kodesh Baruch Hu Ashchina is. And we are the Yam HaNivchar, and nobody else. So it was a tremendous pride that Klal Yisrael wanted to have, as if to show this exactly is the Kisya Kovod, like on this world. This is the boundary where the Shechina is. And out of this boundary, it's a different machne. It's not machne Yisrael anymore. It's not the Mokum where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And really, this was one of the bakoshes that Moshe Rabbeinu asked from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara brings down, one of the things Moshe asked was that the Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu should live with Klal Yisrael and not with the Sharumis. His Shechina should not be amongst the other Goyim. And that's what we have here. That was the greatness of the Degolim. The Degolim, the flags at the end of the Machna on all four sides, was like showing Ad Khan up until here is a special Machna, special camp. This is the camp where HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives. Mashenkin outside is different. And that's why the Malachim came down on HaSinai. It was that way also when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down with the Kisya covered. The 22,000 Malachim all around him was the Pshat. That was the Mokum where the Shechina is. And outside not. And now Klal Yisrael had a desire for that, that they wanted now where they are in the Midbar, their machnem should be, that's the Mokum Ashchina, all around us. Because we have the Golem, we have the boundaries where it ends. And all in the middle is the Shechina. And Avada, what's Mamish, the middle of the middle? That's the Mokum HaMishkan. Now, after the Psukim talk about the Golem, now, after Revi, the Psukim go back to talk about the Eila told us, Aaron HaMoshe, B'yam Dibra Hashem HaMoshe, B'yar Sinai. These are the told us, the family of Aaron and Moshe, V'yelu Shemois B'nei Aaron. These are the names of the children of Aaron, HaBachor Nodib Aviyu, Allah Zivi Somram, Elu Shemois B'nei Aaron, HaKoranim HaMshuchim HaShem Mila Yodim HaChayim. And it says, V'yomus Nodib Aviyu, Nodib Amil died, L'fnei Hashem. And then the Pasuk says that V'yadabar Hashem HaMoshe Leimer, HaKrev is Mata Levi, bring the Mata, the Shevet Levi, the Marato Oysa L'fnei Aaron, HaKoyen, V'sherosu Oysoi, like they should do the work, they should minister in the Mishkan, the Shomuris Mishmata, like we had before. That Leviim now take care of the Mishkan, and V'nasati Es HaLeviim Li'Aaron Levonov, Nesunim Nesunim Hei Maloim, Yes B'nei Yisrael, like Leviim are the ones that are given over to Aaron to work, to minister in the Mishkan from the B'nei Yisrael. And then it also Pasuk says, V'ni Hinei Lo'akafti Es HaLeviim Mitoch B'nei Yisrael, Ta'akas Kol B'chor Petarechem B'nei Yisrael, V'hoi Li'a Leviim, that really at the beginning the Bechorim were the ones to do the Avodah, to minister in the Mishkan, and now the Leviim took over. Kili kol b'chor b'yom ha'kaisi kol b'chor b'yatz Mitzrayim, hikdashti li kol b'chor b'yisrom yodam ha'behemom, kos b'shas makis b'choris. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a special Kedusha, told the Bechorim, Ani Hashem. I will soon go into this Parichas. But I just want to say, like, after this, then in Chamishi, the Pasuk then starts off the Mitzvah to count the Leviim. That the new mitzvah counts Shevet Levi by themselves, and every child that's over 1 month old, we count him. So the question was, like we spoke out before, that really the Psukim before said this mitzvah, like not to count Leviim with the rest of Klal Yisrael, but to count them by themselves. And then it went off on a tangent. It started to talk about the Degolim that Klal Yisrael has on the four sides of the Machmer, they have the Golem. And then it comes back to the Indian of talking about the Leviim, that again, they minister in the Mishkan, and again, we should go count them separately, and the new count is 1 month and old. The question is, why in the middle do we interfere with the Golem, which wasn't directly with the Leviim, that was had to do with the whole Klal Yisrael, all the Shvatim, and the Chur is just the opposite. The Machna Leviya was in the middle. They were around the Mishkan. And on all four sides of the Machna were the other Shvatim. And each side had three Shvatim, and they had the Degolim there. So why do we have to talk about the Degolim now in between the Inyanim of the Leviim? And the way we're talking, what we said before, it's very good. We said that the reason is, really, before Hashem wanted to count Leviim, He knew they were the smallest amount, they would feel very bad. So first Hashem wanted to build them up. He wanted to show how Choshev, the Machna, the Shevet Levi is, that they are the ones that are going to take care of the Mishkan. They're going to be Mishoras Hashem. They're going to take care of the Shechina. Now, the inyan of the Degolim we just said is to explain exactly how far does the Shechina expand. In other words, even though the Ikar Shechina is in the Mishkan that comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the Mishkan expands. It goes further. It goes further through the whole Machne Yisrael. It goes to the end of the Machne, to the end of the camp, to exactly where the Golem are, where the banners are, where the flags are. That's the end of the Machne. And that's where the end of the Shechinah is. So it comes like to expand that the Shechinah is not only Toich, the Mishkan, but it's going to expand now the Shechinah. The Hashpor that comes out of the Mishkan affects the whole Machne Yisrael. Every single Jew is affected through the Hashpor, through the Shechinah that comes down through the Mishkan. So it's mamash an expansion of the Shechinah up until the boundaries to the end of the Machne. So now it's very good. There's also, like he's showing, the Cheshivas of the Levium, that the Shechinah is not only something going to be directly in the Leviyah, in the Mishkan. It's a Shechinah that's going to expand and have effect on the whole Klal Yisrael. Now, who is the one that's going to minister, take care of the Shechinah like inside the Mishkan to make sure that Hashpor is there, that the Avodah will be done, the Mishkan is there, the Kelim are there, in order that the Shechinah should affect the whole Klal Yisrael? That's going to be the Shevet Levi. So it's coming to show how chashuv, how great the work the Shevet Levi has, is not only it's going to affect them, but it's going to affect the whole Klal Yisrael. So this is all coming to show the Chashivus, the greatness of the Shevet Levi. So they should not feel bad later when soon we're going to start counting them. And we'll see that they're the smallest Shevet. They shouldn't feel bad because they have the most important job of everybody. Now the Pasuk right after Revi says, V'ele toldos Aaron and Moshe, like these are the generations of Aaron and Moshe, V'yem Dibra Hashem es Moshe b'Hasina, at the time when Hashem spoke to Moshe. Then it starts off, V'yele Shmois b'nei Aaron. It just says these are the names of the children of Aaron. But the Psukim do not talk about now the sons of Moshe. So the question is, why does the Pasuk start off saying, V'yele told us Aaron or Moshe? Now these are the generations, the children of Moshe also, when the Pasuk doesn't talk about Moshe's children. So Rashi brings down, really from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that Rashi says, V'yele maski relevant Aaron, even though the Pasuk only mentions the children of Aaron, the Nikro sold us Moshe. Still, the Pasuk calls it the children of Moshe. Why? Lefi Shalim Dam Torah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu taught the sons of Aaron Torah. Melamedes comes to teach us. Shekol HaMelamedes Ben Chavera Torah. Whoever teaches your friend's son Torah is Malol Bakosev Kilu Yelodoy. If you teach your friend's son Torah, Torah is considered as if you gave birth to him. So in other words, since Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Bnei Aaron, it was considered his toldos also. And the reason is that when you teach the son, somebody else's son, Torah, you're machnes him l'chayil amabo, you're giving him chiyas, you're giving him life, ruchnias, which has the ikka chayim, our life, and therefore you're the one that's keeping him alive, as considered kilu yelaratoi, as if you gave a birth to him. And the Kli Yoker is very good here. Like Lechura, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't only teach the children of Aaron a Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu taught the whole Klal Yisrael Torah. So why does it only consider now the sons of, like Moshe, the sons of Aaron? The whole Klal Yisrael really should be called like the sons of Moshe Rabbeinu. And secondly, even though true, Moshe taught the sons of Aaron Torah, but Moshe had his own sons. So why didn't the Pasuk bring down and say, V'elo told us Aaron and Moshe, the sons of Moshe also? Why didn't it bring it down here? And secondly, what does the Pasuk have to say? That Vayomus Nodav Yavil of Hashem says you should know that Nodav Yavil died because the Bakriva may Zorl of Hashem and Midvasina of Onum Hurlehem, the Chan Elozavi Summer up in the Aaron of him. And Elozavi Summer they took over. Like, what does it have to tell us now the fact that Nodav Yavil died? So the Kli Yoker once explained this to say that really the Chiddush here was like right after the Chet Hegel, the Pasuk says, Uva Aaron his son of Hashem Miyoid, the Lahashmidoid. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very angry at Aaron, and he wanted to lahashmida to destroy him. And the klal is, Ein hashmod el kilu bonim. Usually destroying means we will destroy your children. So really, by the chet to the egel, Aaron, really all his four sons were supposed to be killed. But the pshat is, Moshe Rabbeinu, b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu, he was mispalo, that he davened for them, Moshe Rabbeinu kept them alive. And his tefillah called upon him, help lachatzoyim, help halfway. That for Nadav Yaviyu, it didn't help. But for Lazar and Yisamra did help. That's why the Pasuk now explains that Nadav Avil died. For that, Moshe's tefillah did not help. But for Lazar and Yisamra, that Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah helped. So when the Pasuk says, Navi Elo told us Aaron and Moshe, it's telling us the Chiddush, that even though Aaron HaKohen, Hashem got angry at him, and really he was supposed to lose all his toldos, But because of Moshe Rabbeinu, our koponim, two of them were saved. Then the Pasuk Yeralev says, V'yadabra Hashem Moshe Leimer, V'ani hine lokachti es halaviyim mitoch b'nei Yisrael. I'm taking now the Shevet Leviyim from the middle of Klal Yisrael. Tachas kol b'chor peter rechem b'nei Yisrael. Instead of all the b'chorim, I'm now taking the Leviyim. V'oyuli halaviyim, and the Leviyim now will belong to me. They will minister me in the Mishkan. And the next Pasuk says, why? Kili kol b'chor, because all the b'chorim really had a special kedusha. They belong to me. When b'yom ha'kisi kol b'chor b'yaretz Mitzrayim. At the time when I made the Makas B'chorus in Mitzrayim, so really all the B'chorim was supposed to die, and Kivan Shenitna Rishus L'Mashchis, he's not mavchim between a Tzaddik and a Roshim, and B'frat for sure at that time, even the B'chori Yisrael were also some of them Oved Avoy Dezorah. Still HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. How did he save them? Is he Gedashtili Kol B'chor B'Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give special Kedusha at that time to all the B'chor, all the firstborns of Yisrael. That they belong to me. So like Rashi says, like Vani Mehechad Chisi Behem Mitoch Bnei Yisrael, Shiyu Yisrael Soichem Ois Nesher Shli. Like where was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zoichet to the Leviim? So Rashi says Vayidei HaBechoris Asher Chisi Behem. Olakachti Tamurosam. Really the Bechorim belong to me, and I'm taking now a Tamur instead of the Bechorim. I'm taking the Leviim. V'Vishoiso HaAvoyde BeBechoris. Because really the Avodah at the beginning was supposed to be with the Bechorim. Why with the Bechorim? Because the Pasuk says now, Hikdashti Likol Bechor B'Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shas Tamakas Bechoris had to give a special Kedusha, a special holiness to the Bechorim, in order that they should be saved and not to be killed. So the Bechorim received the special Kedusha. And because of that Kedusha, they were the one that deserved to bring the Korbanos to minister HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Ukeshechotu B'Yegu, but when the Bechorim did the Chet by the Maiso Egel, Nifsalu, they became possible, they can't do the Avodah anymore. The Halaviyim Shaloi Ovdu Avodah Zorah, but the Shevet Levi that did not do the Avodah Zorah by the Chet Egel, is Nifcharu Tachtayim. They were chosen to be instead of the Bechorim. That's what the Pasuk is saying now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now took the Leviyim Mitoch Bnei Yisrael instead of the Bechorim. Because really the Bechorim, they were the ones that had the Kedusha, they were the ones that were supposed to do the Avodah. But when they did the chet, when they participated in the making of the egel, so they lost their kedusha like, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the kedusha away from the Bechorim, and he gave it to the Leviim. Shevet Levi took over this special kedusha. Therefore now Shevet Levi, since they are the Peter, they are in Tachas, the Leviim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the right to take them, they have the kedusha now, and they are the ones to be Meshavis, to minister in the Mishkan. And then after Shishi, the pasuk goes on that Vayomer Hashem Moshe Pkhid Kol Bechor Zochor Levnei Yisrael Mi Ben Chodesh V'Mola. Go count every single Levi from 1 month and older. The Sois Mispar Shemoisim, take the number of them. Then it says V'Lakachti Es HaLeviim Li. If you're taking Leviim to me, Ani Hashem. The pasuk says Lashonov that take the Leviim to me. And who are then later? Also the pasuk says V'Hoyu Li HaLeviim. The Leviim should be to me. So the Orachaim speaks out, like we were saying before, that really originally the Avodah was supposed to be done with the Bechorim, with the firstborns. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away from them and gave it to Leviim. Now even though there's a Chazal that says that Losid Lovoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give back the Avodah to the Bechorim, so I would think that then the Leviim will lose their Kedusha, they won't be so holy anymore. No, the Pasuk is saying now, V'hoyu li HaLeviim, Leviim were taken to me, they will always remain with the Kedusha that I'm giving them now. Now the Psukim here, Kiseida Chazar over and over again, this Inyan, that the Shevet Levi was counted by itself. As you said already, at the beginning of the Pasht it said it, then it went to another Pasht and said it over again. Now also again, Kiseida was saying over and over again, this Inyan, that the Shevet Levi should be counted by itself. And if Chaim Shlemes itself says a Shmuz about this, that really Rashi at the beginning brought down that what was the purpose? Why were they counted separately? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that to be a Gezerah, whoever was counted for 20 years and up is going to die in the Midbar. And Hashem didn't want the Shevet Levi to die in the Midbar, therefore they were counted by a special count. They were counted by the age of 1 month and older. Not of the age of 20 years old when you're ready to go Litzvah, but rather at 1 month old when we know you're a Ben Chai, you're going to live and not going to die. So what do we see from here? that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives account, puts the whole cloud, the whole tzibur, everybody together, it's like one din. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives judgment, he gives judgment to a whole cloud together. Like here, when there will be a gzeirah by the Chet HaMeraglim, that the people won't go into Eretz Yisrael, but they're all going to die out in the Midbar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mavchim between the tzaddik and the rasha, and all of them together would have been bechlal this gzeirah that they have to die out in the Midbar. But therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that Shevet Levi should be included, therefore he had to give them a special count. Hu Adin, like we just got finished saying before, by the Makas Becher, was also that way, that the reason why the Becherim received special Kedusha was because by the Makas Becheris, the Malach had a right to kill out all the Becherim. Now when he has a right to kill out the Becherim, the firstborn, he's not Mavchin, he doesn't know the difference between a Rosh and a Tzaddik. And really, he should have went out to kill out even the firstborns of the Klal Yisrael also. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give a special Kedusha to the Becherim to save them from this Makkah. But we see, if not for the special Kedusha, they also would have been killed out for this cloud. Because when Hashem does Mishpat, does judgment, he does with the whole Tzibur together. So that's why when the judgment would have been on the Tzibur, that they have to die out whoever was counted from 20 years and up, they have to die out this generation in the Midbar, and only the new generation will go into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem did not want the Levim to be part of it. And he speaks out, Avadu hu adin letzad ha-toyf. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mezakeh, does chusim, does something good for the tzibur, it's done to everybody. Whoever is part of the tzibur, even though you didn't help out the tzibur so much, you're not the biggest tzaddik, but still when a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at the good of the tzibur, he's postulated good for the whole tzibur, and everybody that's part of it also receives good from it. That's why Chazal always say, a person should not keep himself away from the tzibur. You should always be mishtatef, put yourself part of the tzibur, because that's the way you zeichem medin. Usually when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a judgment upon the Klal Yisrael, the tzibur usually, most of the times, unless by the Chet HaMeraglim and the Chet HaEgel, but usually the whole tzibur is, for sure, they will manage, they will live, things will be good for them. Therefore, the way a yochid, a private person, also should be zeichem for good, to have good for him, is always he should be part of a tzibur. He should be part of a rabbim working together, doing mitzvahs together, learning Torah together, helping along the tzibur. For that, if you put yourself part of the tzibur, you also get the schus of the tzibur, you also have a din l'tzav k'toiv, machmas, because of the tzibur. Now, when Moshe went to count the B'nai Levi, Pasuk says, Pokud as B'nai Levi, levei savoysim l'mishpachosim. He had to count each mishpacha separately. And the reason why here by Shevet Levi had to count each mispracha separately, because we know that B'nai Levi was Gershon, Kosam, Ruri, and each one of them had different jobs to take care of the Mishkan. So in order to know each one of them clearly, your mispracha, what your job will be, we had to count each mispracha separately to know each one what job they would have. And Rashi brings down the famous Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's too hard for me to count them. If I have to go count even the babies, 1 month old, how can I go into the house? It's not the Kovdich. I should go in and see the ladies and count them. How am I going to count them? So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you just do what you could do and I'll help you along. And it said that Moshe just went to the Pesach, to the door, and automatically came out a quail to him to say exactly how many people were inside this house. That's what the Pesach says. In other words, the Minya Leviya Moshe knew Api Hashem. It was the Kodesh Baruch Hu that answered him back when he went into each tent. Outside the tent, a curl, Hashem came out and told him that this is the amount of people that are inside this tent. And then come out next to the last pasuk of the parasha, it says, V'zei sa'asu lahem v'choyu v'lo yamusu. This is what you should do, and you will live, and you will not die. So what does it mean, you will live? Sarah Chaim says, it means pirish. Ki b'saskem horin. If you're going to work now and take care of the orin, sheboi ha-Torah, that inside the orin is the Torah, that's the well of life. Is Yarichu Yomim, you should know you're going to live long. So Zoy Sasu, take care of the Orin, the Choyan, you're going to live. In other words, the more Torah you're going to learn, or you're going to take care of the Torah, you're going to live because of that. And Veloya Musu means don't be afraid that maybe you'll have some Hezek from the fact maybe you come to touch the Orin and it'll do something bad to you. You should know there's Avtocho, Veloya Musu, you won't die from it. I call upon the last thing here, but Choya means from the Asaskas, the taking care of the Orin, with that you'll have your Chiyush, you'll have your life. Alright, we'll stop here.